Hugo Palmer. We've been able to grab him in America with the news that QE isn't running, and that puts Wall of Fire at number 23 in the order of entry. And that would mean, Hugo, that you're going to have your first Melbourne Cup runner.
Yeah, look, it's so exciting. So exciting.
How do you take it in when, I think at the time when the decision was made, you're in America for the Breeders, in fact, that you were sitting near Charlie Appleby when he made the decision?
Yeah, look, we're all out of the Breeders' Cup here, and Charlie's a good mate of mine as well. So we've been talking about it all week, and I've been asking him how likely are you to run, and he was being sort of fairly non-committal about things, but very open about it. So I was getting an inclination that he probably might not run, but when he rang me today and says, "Don't worry, mate, you're going to get around the Melbourne Cup," it was the best phone call I've had this week.
I think I can hear it in your voice, but how did you react when you got that call?
It's just a huge relief. You know, this has been the Melbourne Cup has been a plan, you know, for a very long time. It's been 12 months in the making since Ozzie Keir and his mates bought the horse from clients of mine this time last year. Everything has led towards the first Tuesday in November, and I mean, it's just a relief. The thought that we might have, you know, we always knew we wanted to get in off a lightweight, and if we ended up missing out, we might just have overplayed our hand a bit. But we haven't missed out. We get in, and it's fantastic.
Craig Williams, I think, hopefully crossing the fingers, is online. Morning to you, Craig.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. You can't hear the noise?
I've got plenty of noise in the background here.
Where are you? You're at Flemington, are you?
I'm at Flemington to the press conference for Derby Day.
Yep.
And they're going to have it in the AAMI, the birdcage.
Okay. Righto, well, I can hear there's a truck reversing near you, mate.
Yeah, I know. They don't have it on horses.
Exactly.
So, it might be handy in a race one day when you're going back through in the field.
Yeah, no, exactly. Anyway, we'll have a chat, mate. You were out here this morning for Wall of Fire. You're now in the race, Craig. So that's, as Hugo was saying, much relief.
Oh, it's fantastic. The horse is in great order. I just finished partnering in a piece of work this morning. And he's come through his Herbert Power run really well, and under his preparation, their schedule with him, they're really happy the way that he's going. This man on this machine with the beepers following me, hang on, I'll just run past him.
He's getting closer to you.
There we go.
Now, Hugo is online, but before I bring Hugo back on, Craig, the gallop this morning was in the Sydney direction. Is that something that just to keep the horse sharp and happy?
Oh, I have no idea. He didn't gallop. He's only been just striding around.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically, the couple of times that I've ridden him, I've trotted him one lap, and then he's gone around and he just strode around at a nice even tempo. And all I can say is the horse is extremely healthy, extremely happy, and he's come through. He's over power run extremely well.
Okay. Now Hugo Palmer is online, so we've got the combination. We can't get the horse to talk, but we've got the jockey and the trainer of Wall of Fire, who is now in the Melbourne Cup. Craig, with Hugo online, just tell us a little bit about the striding work this morning.
Well, I was very happy. I think Hugo will be getting a text message from Rob Archibald, who's out here with the horse. And he was out there filming, and he just basically trotted the reverse, what we would call in Melbourne the reverse way, so going right-handed, and then he strode a lap, and he was extremely enthusiastic. He's nice and smooth and well in his action, and I couldn't get a happier horse.
Hugo, is that what you love to hear?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to hear. Morning, Craig. How are you?
Morning, Hugo.
Look, it's exactly what I want to hear. But I think it's important to remember these European horses have had a very, very long preparation. Wall of Fire ran in the Dubai Gold Cup in March. So his preparation for that started just before Christmas. So he hasn't had the bell since then. We're at the stage of the year where we don't want to be galloping these horses. We don't want to be leaving the race on leaving the race at home, having a fresh, healthy full of running and full of well-being is what we're looking to have, and it sounds like that's exactly what we've got.
Craig, just on that, you can, in the striding work you did here in the Sydney direction of Werribee this morning, you can get the feel that he's a happy horse.
That's right. He's you can't question Hugo or his stable's preparation with his horse. He's one of the leading trainers in Europe, and he knows the horse better than anyone. Most importantly, he's, for an international horse running in the Melbourne Cup, he's ticked the box that he's had one run here, went extremely well. Even when you see him, he's not an over big horse, and he competed very well with 58 on his back. He now drops down to 53, and you can see that's going to be a huge benefit for him. But most importantly, after they do have a run here, that they come on from that run, and all I can say is he's just such a healthy and happy horse, and he's actually down now at Altona Beach after his work this morning. So they're covering every base, they're spending as much time with him and putting into his preparation. And that doesn't necessarily mean that he has to gallop, as Hugo's alluded to. I think he's had 17 days off in the last 12 months. So they know exactly where he's at. And most importantly, he's healthy, he's well, and he's extremely happy horse.
Hugo, in regard to the 24 runners that get finalised tomorrow and then the barrier draw tomorrow night, we saw him in the Herbert Power to be sort of midfield, somewhere there. Is that a normal racing place for Wall of Fire?
He's done most things. He made the running at Nottingham race here and touched off a nose. It will depend on how he jumps from the gate. He jumped well in the power, but it was very wide. Mark Zara realised he was either going to be caught four wide or he had to go to the fence and hope for some luck. And he got luck and he ran a huge race. So we'll see where we draw, and you know, that side of things is going to be down to Craig. You know, I can't position the horse to the race. I can just do my best to get in there and the best for me is.
Understand. Hugo, we'll let you go. You're at the Breeders. You've got to, obviously, you're keen for the success there, and then you're here pretty much over the weekend into Melbourne.
Yeah, listen, I arrive tomorrow morning, so looking forward to Derby Day, and I'll be there for the Cup draw. I'm actually missing my horse running in America. I've been here for the training of him, and then I'm coming to Australia. The Melbourne Cup's too big to miss out.
Well, mate, you've worked here under a few trainers, and now on Tuesday, in a perfect world, you're going to have your first runner. Thanks for joining us, mate, and we'll talk to you before Tuesday.
Look forward to it. Thanks
Hugo. Hugo Palmer, the trainer of Wall of Fire. Craig, you're at Flemington, mate. A lot of sunshine around now. There was a little bit of morning drizzle this morning, but this track should be perfect tomorrow for Derby Day.
Well, if they do get bad weather, like the time when Lee Freeman's horse won, the grey horse won the Melbourne Cup, I've seen the Moon Marquee, and they've got a $4 million boat just sitting there. So if they get a really wet track, I know where I'm heading. And these marquees, being competing here, you really don't see what actually goes in, the work that actually goes in. I know when we're riding work and trials here in the lead-up, I think it takes 6 weeks to build all these marquees and put them together and 3 days to pull them down. So they're quite amazing. But when we're riding past, hopefully we're going that fast, we don't see him. But there's quite a lot of work that goes into it. And today's just a promotion and the press conference for tomorrow's AAMI Victorian Derby.
Craig, I won't hold you up much longer, but can I ask you about this Coolmore? I think it's the race of the day tomorrow. I know it's Derby Day, but 23-year-olds thundering down the straight, and you're on a very much live chance in Jukebox.
Yeah, usually we look at the Coolmore and if you've got 20 runners, you'd think there's only half the field which is making up the numbers. But, wow, there's probably every horse bar, probably four of them, if I'm going to be very picky, to say that they can't win it. So it's going to be it's a fantastic race, and as it should be, because it's you know, it does set up the boys if they want to have a stud career later on. But there's so many good fillies in the race as well, so it is a great race. My horse does have to improve his mannerisms going down the straight compared to last time. He didn't handle the straight at all. He's drawn low, which we thought might have been bad, but looking at the makeup of the race, it might be a disadvantage. He's got a lot of good horses and quick horses around him, and it's just interesting to see how the track does play. So hopefully if it's even or favourable towards the inside, then it's not a disadvantage.
Hey, Craig, thanks for taking our call and chatting with Hugo. It's an exciting, you can hear it in his voice, mate. It's his first Melbourne Cup runner, and hopefully it'll be maybe a first for you come Tuesday. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries at all. It is great to hear that going back there a decade ago, they used to only talk about the Melbourne Cup as just another handicap, but it's fantastic when horses win staying races over there. They now start to say, I hope they're good enough to run in the Melbourne Cup. So it's fantastic to have their participation.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, mate. Good weekend. Thanks,
okay.
Craig. Craig Williams joining us there from the media call, where we will see Chris Waller be a part of that media call. And the suggestion is that there's going to be some news on Winx, whatever the plan is, whether they're going to spell her or race her on. We've been waiting for maybe an email to come out from the Waller stable. It hasn't arrived yet. Maybe Chris is just going to announce it there at that function. We'll just wait and see on that.